In this age of dickiness, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adomeju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adomeju for the Word of His Grace.
God has promised us greater glory, and God is the God of promise and performance. Somebody say that with me. Whatever He promises, He makes good, He performs. There is performance with God. Anytime there fails out of any of the promises of God in the life of a man, it is not God that failed. It is that man that has missed something out of the program of God for his life. You must have this understanding that there is no promise of God that self-fulfills itself. Everything God promises you, there are things or responsibilities from you, the things you must do to activate or bring about the performance and the fulfillment of the promises of God. If God has promised you long life, there are things you must do to make long life a reality in your life. If God promised you long life, but you are not careful what enters your mouth, you eat everything, you drink everything, you go everywhere, you do whatever you want with yourself, you may cut yourself short. Job chapter 14, verse 12. Psalm 57, verse 8. Job chapter what? I wanted to be sure you are with me. If you are with me, shout amen. Okay. Job chapter 14, verse 12. Then Psalm 57, verse 8. The Bible says, so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. It is finished only for the man who is sleeping the sleep of death. That is the man that it is finished for. Sleeping the sleep of death. You can see in that passage, man lieth down. He sleeps. But he does not rise again. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. So they are finished. Psalm 57 verse 8. Psalm 57 verse 8. Awake up, my glory. You know, is that, Ogo mi chi, you are waking your glory. Tap yourself and say, awake up, my glory. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. So I said, those who sleep the sleep of death never wake up. Those who sleep the sleep of death. And there are people who are still alive, they are still breathing, but they are sleeping. And it is the sleep of death. And they cannot see glory until they wake up. You must have that understanding. When can we say a man wakes up? Or when he, what does it really mean to wake up? You wake up when you become aware of yourself and take full responsibility for your life and destiny. And that's why I said, a man must still be alive but dead. So you wake up, you are awake. Awake up. Let me use King James English. Awake up when you become aware of yourself and when you take responsibility for your destiny. The problem with many is that it takes time before we become aware of ourselves. Sometimes
it becomes already too late. Before you become aware, kiye re o to so, ko to so nu o ti so nu. In Luke chapter 15, verse number 17, you're going to give me the New Living Translation and the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, if you have that. If you don't worry. And that it says, concerning the prodigal son, when he finally came to his senses, that's what it means to become aware of yourself and tell yourself, the way I'm living my life, where am I heading? Until you come to that dimension, to that area of your life, you will not wake up, or you have not woken up. I started smoking cigarettes. I started with cigarettes by smoking the cigarette, the stumps. My father was a chain smoker. Every time I saw him, he smoked cigarettes. There was no free moment. And he had this ashtray. It was his ashtray that lured me to smoking. You know, there are some things that advertisement can do to you, to capture you and make you do nonsense. When they advertise something, you are seeing on TV, and then you want to have it. My father had this beautiful ashtray. When you smoke, and then the ashes, he would spray it and pray that it, and suck it. He was sweeting me the way he was doing it. So when he left, finished, it was my responsibility to empty the ashtray. So I will open it and take the cigarette stump and light it and sit where my father sat and then put the ashtray and press the thing. And then I will be happy. So I started smoking. My father smoked cigarette until I woke up. He woke up, he came to his senses that this smoking, and God can use experience in life to teach you. Holy Ghost can use to speak to you. Held holding a cigarette in his hand at a party, and the cigarette he was smoking, he just mistakenly touched one girl. So the girl insulted. He was insulted. That made my father drop. You didn't get that one. I got back home, I opened the drink. Usually where I would take stuff, because he didn't know more. One week, and forever he stopped smoking. What I'm telling you, because I had a very wonderful questioning time with my father. I asked him questions. Daddy, the day I got lost, I wasn't really lost. I knew where I was. Maybe tell your mom, no lost, no loose. But the whole house was looking for me. In the middle, I went to watch a film, Scala Cinema. ₦3. And the whole house was looking for me. Everybody was troubled. My mother was super troubled. Everybody in the neighborhood, the man who had a traffic jam, my brother, they were looking for me everywhere. The film finished 12 midnight. I didn't remember home until the end. They began the end, 12 midnight. So I came out, and I started running home. My father did not move on his bed when the whole neighborhood was moving. So, when I became, when we became friends, I asked him, Daddy, leave that mobile name, why me kill it there, move. He said, be one. Is it not you? And I thought he was going to beat me. Anyway, let me leave that area. That's where I'm going. Wake up! Come to your senses. Time is going. Become aware. The prodigal son became aware. So he spoke to himself. When he finally came to his senses, when will you come to your senses? Time is going, brother. When will you change your ways? When will you change the way you react and relate with your spouse? Time is going. When will you change your ways? The way you relate with your children, the way you relate with your employees, the way you relate with your employees. When will you come to yourself? Time is going. When the 2023 starts, Was it not yet that Allah said that in the year 2023? Where is 2023 now? When did we say Happy New Year? Congratulations, I made it to 2024. What is today's date? 14 days gone. That's just like it started yesterday. Why don't you say Happy New Year? Let me tell your neighbor, wake up and rise up. NIRV, New International Reader's Version. Of Luke chapter 15, verse 17. Thank you. Oh, I thought you have it. You don't have it. I do have it. The Bible says, then he began to think clearly again. So to wake up is to come to your senses. To wake up is to begin to think clearly. The genesis of our problem is improper thinking. Every man's problem. The moment you start thinking correctly and properly, things will change about your life. But the problem is, it's amazing how some people think. We think so immaturely. You know, Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I reasoned as a child, I understood as a child my thinking. When I became a man, I put away childish things. So waking up is coming to that point of maturity, becoming a man. Becoming aware of yourself. So the prodigal son became aware of himself. He said, why am I killing myself here with hunger? Let me go back home. I'll have a father. Then Arvi says, he began to think clearly. I plead with you this year, think clearly. Think clearly. Become aware of yourself. What does it mean to wake up and to rise up? What does it mean? Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Let me read from verse number 1. This, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Very quickly. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding. Verse 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. Let me stop there. Or rather verse 4. Let me stop at verse 4 or 5. To teach the inexperienced, rather, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Verse 5 now says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Let me read these verses in the Message translation. Message translation says, these are the wise sayings of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel, or Israel's king. Written down, please pay attention. Written down so we will know how to live well and right. Listen to the next sentence. Written down so we to understand what life means and where it's going. So you wake up when you understand what life means and when you understand where life is going. Very many people don't understand the meaning of life. Life is not just about eating and drinking and having sex and wearing clothes and impressing people. Life is more than that. Life is more than showing off. It's not showing off. And there are so many people, they have reduced everything about their lives to food and to drink and to sex. They feel victorious once they have sex. The number of people they sleep with determines how powerful, how successful they are. You have failed, brother. You have failed, sister. To understand the meaning of life, to know where life is going. It's a manual for living, for learning what is right and just and fair. That's when you wake up. Now, let me quickly, because of time, I don't know why that means, each time I'm preaching, that's the same time we'll be flying. When the resident pastor is preaching, time will not be running. It's only for, if you're running for me, I don't know. Praise the Lord. If I have the time, I'm going to talk about awake and arise. If I don't have, I will limit myself to awake so that I won't take much of your time. I have 35 more minutes and I should be up to something else. It is important to awake. Why? Number one, those who don't awake or who don't wake up don't see or enter into glory. Those who don't wake up, it's our year of greater glory, but if you don't wake up, you can't see glory, not to talk of enter into glory. Luke chapter 9, verse 32. Luke chapter 9, verse 32. Bring me back to the Authorized King James Version. Thank you. But when Peter and they that were with him, Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory. And two men stood by him. When they were awake, my brothers, you can't be asleep and see glory. They saw his glory when they were awake. Only those who will awake will see glory. Awake in your academic students. I am sure you will not be tired of hearing my story. When we all slept, only one of us was awake. In secondary school, 160 students from 1 A, B, C, D, E. And at the end of the session, because all of us slept, one person out of the 160, one person was best student in 12 subjects. 12 subjects out of 17. 12 subjects out of 17. One person was best student. All of us slept. So we had to wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up and rise up. Say to another neighbor, wake up and rise up. So you don't enter into glory, or you don't see or enter glory if you don't wake up. Number two, you cannot be satisfied in life until you awake. Psalm 17, verse 15. Everybody here wants to be satisfied. Abi, you will be satisfied. But to be satisfied, you need to awake. You can't be sleeping and be satisfied. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied. When? Are you following me? I shall be satisfied when? When you awake. Awake, dear brother. Awake, sister. Awake. If you must be satisfied early, you must wake up early. Don't forget, I myself will awake early. Psalm 57, verse 8. For if you must be satisfied early, you must awake early. Satisfy us early with thy mercies. But to be satisfied early, wake up early. There is the need for us to wake up. As individuals, wake up. As a church, wake up. As a student, wake up. As a wife, wake up. As a parent, wake up. As a husband, wake up. Wake up to your responsibilities. Number three, those who don't wake up lose control. Those who don't wake up, they do what? You can't be in control if you are sleeping. Tell me the truth. Have you ever driven here and you dozed off? Anybody? What happened when you dozed off? Why? You lost control. That's what happened when a man don't wake up. Bishop, have you? Bishop shared his testimony. He slept, he dozed off while driving. No, he do any abono good. Akure, and the car enter Bushabi. Okwelokwe alone. Pastor Matthew Sabi. Hello, give me a minute. He was driving and he dozed off. He said, just 3 seconds. On the back end. Those who don't wake up lose control. Yoruba ni orun lo gba towo omode ati towo agbalagba. Sleep. It's dangerous to keep sleeping. Those who do, you've got to wake up, not to lose control of your destiny. You've been sleeping for too long. Circumstances have been in control. Other people have been in control. Your emotions have been in control. Your appetite has been in control. And it's high time you woke up. It's high time. Let's wake up. So you don't lose control. Somebody said, I refuse to lose control. I will wake up. At least that's what is needed. If you must see the glory of God, if you must enter into greater glory. Number four, those who don't wake up are motionless and stagnant. If you don't wake up, you are motionless and you are stagnant. Very important. Those who don't wake up, they are motionless. They are stagnant. Every year meets them on the same spot. Every year ends for them on the same spot. They are motionless. They are stagnant. Because they refuse to wake up. Then maybe they are too satisfied. You see, one of the enemies you must watch out for this year is comfort. They didn't get me there. So, yeah, one enemy you must watch out and be careful of is comfort. Comfort is dangerous sometimes if you are not careful. And so you are motionless. You don't do anything again. You have built a tabernacle on the glory of the past. You are like another Nebuchadnezzar. See what God has done. So do something. That's part of that. Do something. Don't just sit down. What are we looking for again? A woman told her husband, only let's buy land, build us. And the husband said, what's your problem? Is the landlord chasing us here? Sorry, I have been pastor for it's approaching 30 years now. What I have done in the place of counseling, I have given bad, quote unquote, bad counsel. When the husband refused to build, I have told the wife, go ahead and build it. Bad counsel, Abi. I told the wife, go and build, Abi Mami. Tori money, go and build. When the husband said, are they chasing us? So when the wife started building, wife finished building. Landlord gave them increment, high skyrocketed increment. And the man said, no, I cannot pay. I cannot pay. So I told the wife, move loss, agents. Pay pastor. You are my agent, sir. And you agent said, give. Because that man is also very proud. Apart from the fact that he's sleeping, he's also proud. He won't come. Praise the Lord. And you tell John Mori, you can't do it. And you tell John, shout hallelujah. So they moved into the house. They got in. They are white. Said, honey, there's one new house. They said, yeah, we're not looking back for old lady. So she gave the husband money to pay rent. So she was giving her husband money to pay rent to the agent who will return the money back to the man. Abi? So when the man discovered, he got angry. Go angry with me too. That the pastor wants to scatter my house. I told you, move. I called that baby. We are well, only me. Or decorate. If you think I was right, clap for me. Some stubborn men are not clapping for me. Some men, they don't need that way. silent and motionless. Not thinking, not forward thinking. Contented, it's good to be contented.
If I know German, you won't find it to the Gary Wamu, to buy out you, I'm a shipping.
Nothing, what Gary Mulu, you don't know about Gary. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, from verse 1. We read the story of a man, an impotent man, at the Bethesda pool. Excuse me, sir. You are beside the pool for 30, how many? 30 what? Ah! And they told you that whoever enters first will be healed. You have been there 1 year, motionless, stagnant. Everybody is coming in. Then kilo sheto le move, you see, edge your being. Kilo let you only cast the cabode. To ba jera sinu omi, se bi ti angeli ba ru omi, e je jera ansan. You just think, it's just thinking, think outside of the box. You will be healed if your leg, anything that happens, once the angel come, your leg, yes, I meet you one bell. But you are healed. But he was motionless. He was asleep. He had gotten used to that problem. Don't get used to nonsense. Let me tell your neighbor, don't get used to nonsense. Sometimes there is the need for you to take some drastic steps. You know, many times we don't learn until we are faced with trouble. Some of us will not think until we are hungry. That the prodigal son, he was when he was hungry that he came to his senses. When nobody gave to him again, my prayer is just, I want to go back here by helping you. May they stop helping you. See, few people can say amen to that. Only few people can say amen. It's a very dangerous prayer to pray. When I was staying with my uncle at number 57, only your boss was sick. One day I woke up. I was a full-time pastor. I got said full-time. And the church had no venue. Nobody move a full-time. We're using a nursery and primary school. School will meet here Monday to Friday. So I cannot go to school. And I want to pray. I want to pray at full-time. Which are full-time. And I was staying with an uncle of mine at number 57. We obviously came to Lagos. And the church was at Iwaya. If you know Lagos anywhere, it was to Iwaya. It's a distance. So I will go there. So I will stay in my uncle's one room apartment, a room and a bathroom. I was sleeping in his bedroom and in his sitting room. And my uncle will come around himself and his wife, husband and wife. They want to have a nice time. I was the one. So they will sit and I'll be lying down already. So they will put their leg across me like this to watch TV. My uncle will say, Yemima Bino, and disturb me. I'm not allowed to disturb me. I realized I was the one disturbing the abbey. That one is still okay. Following Yafumi was going to market. Uncle Yemi, you have asked for your money. Move a doja and drop for me. Be big here. Yafumi, and you can talk to me. I woke up. Tell your neighbor for me, wake up. So what did I do? I picked my traveling bag. The only possession, all everything I had was that one traveling bag. I carried it. I told my uncle, for 3.5 years you have housed me. You have done very well. The blessings of the Lord be upon you, be upon your house. God will bless you. I pray from my heart. I'm going. He said, where are you going? Yeah. I'll be fine. Where are you going? Excuse me, I don't even know where I'm going. Where were you? I just leave that place. But by that time that I left, the church had a small place built with plank at Paco Paul. I carried that bag. I moved here. I put my bag behind the old curtain. I will sleep on the altar. Pray.
Jesus, I
will sleep here. Then in the morning I will go look for somewhere to shower. And then come back and I will sit down waiting for cancer. Me, nobody was coming. We were just 15 in the church. I don't know. When you don't move when you don't think. So 2024, you've got to think and move. And don't be motionless.
Number five. Am I in number five?
Those who don't wake up don't take responsibility. That's very serious. I think I've talked about that later. Those who don't wake up, they don't take responsibility. They don't. You will see if he's a husband, he does not take responsibility for the wife of the children. He said, go and meet your mother, father. What did I call him? There are some men like that. Your son has come to you, your daughter has come to you. Daddy, they said, go and meet your mother. Go and meet your mother. You are irresponsible. You are irresponsible. Most parents who are suffering, most fathers who are suffering today, it's a product of the seed they had sown yesterday. The seed they had sown. Your children are seeing the way you are treating their mother. They are seeing it, and it is entering into their medulla oblongata. If you don't know that one, go and ask science student around you. So don't ask me. It's entering, and they are recording it. If you want your child to take care of you tomorrow, take care of them today, and show love to their mother. Let them see you love their mother. That woman carried them in the womb for 9 months. I have told you, no matter what you do, don't expect your son, don't expect your daughter to prefer you to their mother. But what you can do is to show love to their mother. So show responsibility. When my first son was about 6 years old, you know, we play, we talk. So he came to me. How come you are just praying? You are not doing anything for us in this house. You are not buying anything for us. You are just praying. Every time you praying. You are not buying, you are not doing anything. So, I said, I'm doing everything. He said, it's my mommy that is buying everything. I said, I am the one giving her money to buy everything. He said, money, yes. And I used to, you know, I love going to supermarkets. You know, I can't even go to Ejo. Look at me, I want to buy something. I will not go to Agbeni Market. Same only, Lord. My wife is always abusing me. Ejo, boy, I'm a baby. She's abusing me. That why would you go to supermarket and go and spend money? What you have bought for 100,000, I'll buy for 10,000 at Agbeni. And money woman, Lord Agbeni. Take me, man, love it. Take me, Lord. I mean, so, it and my wife asking me, that is the name of your man today. How about you do buy that? Man, need here, nothing yet more because Ebulo Matumade, you are wasting money. I'm not wasting money. I've gone to supermarket to buy things. What's the big deal about that? I went to KFC and bought a bucket of chicken. And bought my wife said, how much do you buy anything here? It's easier than me to see. Because I knew what was coming next. Instead of you to give me that money, I will buy two chicken, we will do it in this house, we'll do it. Everybody will enjoy. And that chain and let cocoon. I believe me, you'll get here. I said, that will be by this. I'm already paid this month. So, at the end of the month, I called my son. I said, go and call your sister. I wrote a check for monthly allowance. So I gave it to him. He said, what's this? I said, it's check. He said, what is check? I said, your mommy will take it to the bank, and bank will give her money. He said, bank, is it your money? I said, yes. It's my money to the bank. So the bank will now give your mommy the money. So your mommy will now go and buy everything you need. You and your sister. You say, okay. So you have a bank. So my son went to school and told all his mates, my daddy has plenty of money, he has a bank. So they started noticing that, okay, every month, I will call him.
allow for the months. It's okay. So as they were growing up, they saw that my wife also asked me for money. In fact, the thing happened. One day the boy looked at me, do you want to finish my daddy's money? Money well done.
One, good lesson though.
Show responsibility. Don't be a go and meet your mother, father. You are not responsible. My son wanted to pay for, you know, something in the UK. And then he said, I am not going to ask my daddy for money. He has spent so much. He has done so much. I'm going to work and get the money. Because he had seen responsibility. So he decided to also wake up and be responsible. Let me tell you, neighbor, wake up. Those who don't wake up, don't take responsibility. Let me explain that with the number 6. Those who then who don't wake up, blame somebody else or another person for their outcome in life. They blame somebody else for their outcome in life. It's my mother. It's my father that caused it. My life is like this because my father. My life is like this because my uncle. My life is like this. You are a failure. You are a failure. You have to wake up. I have told you this time without number. When I discovered that the possibility of going to university was remote, was very slim in my family, and I wanted to go, I woke up. I went to a coaching classes to take up teaching. As a coaching, I just left secondary school. I was 17. To begin to teach those who wanted to retake. And I was paid, they paid me salary, 25 naira. I will never forget, 1987. And the old 25 naira I used to buy A levels for. The second month I was paid 35 naira. The old 35 naira I used it to buy jam for. I didn't buy shoe. I took responsibility. I wasn't looking for who to blame. Why will I blame my father? Why should I blame my mother? They were doing their best, doing all they could, but their best was not enough for me. So I woke up. I went to school. Who is the better for you? My parents were, they felt the glory. Please, if you are privileged, you are graced to train your children, please train them. Take care. Don't blame people. That John chapter 5, verse 7. Look at what that man said. When Jesus said, do you want to be made? He said, sir, I have no man. You see, I have no man. I have no man. That's why so many destinies are grounded. I have no man. I have no man has grounded many lives. He said, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the water. Look at what said next. But while I am coming, another. He blames no man, and then he blames another man. He blames no man, I have no man, then another steps in. Then nobody's giving me that. Well, I will not give you any chance. Take it for yourself. Every year keeps coming and keeps going. Won't give you any chance. Take responsibility. Anywhere you are, take responsibility. Take charge. Let people know you are responsible. Don't be an irresponsible employee. You are shortchanging yourself. Don't blame people for your outcome in life. One of the greatest story of blame I have ever found is in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. Mama Sarah couldn't wait anymore. So he told Father Abraham, go into my maid. Father Abraham, a very loving husband who always deferred to his wife. Anything the wife said he would do, he was a loving husband. So he didn't even question it, whether he was right or wrong. Mama said, it's okay. Baba don't get him warm any. Okay, hold your fear, look at him, Mama wani. Kia go ti a jinya ribe ko eri pe ko jinya eri pe won ko pe rara. But see, fast forward in chapter 16 when she had Hagar now got pregnant, Mama Sarah now began to put the blame of Abraham. Said God judge between me and you. Ejo, Talon Vejo. Was it not your idea? That's the way blame. Many families are in trouble because we are always blaming ourselves. blame. Take responsibility. Don't look for somebody else to blame. Holy Spirit. Number 7. I will stop at number 9. And I will look at arise another time. You know, I've been talking about awake. Oku arise. Number what? Those who don't wake up sleep on their glory. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 18. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 18. And it came to pass the third day, watch you, after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. But I want me to just be obeyed. They carried glory in their hands. She was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. What happened in verse 19? And this woman's child died in the night. Why? Because she overlaid it. She slept on her glory. When you sleep too much, she slept on her glory. A man who does not wake up will sleep on his glory. Sleep on his glory. Look at number 8. A man who does not wake up will have his glory exchanged. This woman slept on her glory. Look at next verse. Verse 20. The other woman whose baby, they exchanged her baby. Then she arose at midnight when you are sleeping and took my son, from beside me. Why the handmaid slept also on and she laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in her bosom. Oh, Taji, you slept. That they carried a living child beside you. You didn't wake up. They put a dead child before beside you. You didn't wake up. That is what happens when a man sleeps. Life will exchange his glory. They will take gold and give you nonsense. Life will give you nonsense. You didn't say that, amen, very well. Those who don't sleep. I don't even like this exchange that you are doing. This one, the one that is exchanging is even beautiful. So, okay, Kerem. You, they will take correctly and give you empty things. Don't sleep on your glory. If you don't wake up, the glory will be exchanged. Those who don't wake up after sowed into their wheat. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 25. Those who don't wake up have tares sowed into their wheat. Matthew 24. Another parable put forth to them saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed. Your life is a good seed. Sow good seed into his wheat. Verse 25. But while men slept, he said, Otaresi wa ofu epo sinu alikam o si bati elo. Every enemy attempting to sow tares into your wheat, we judge them today in the name of Jesus. What am I saying this morning, beloved? If you must see glory, you must wake up. You must wake up. Be aware of yourself. Take responsibility for your life. Understand the meaning of life. Know where you are now. Know where life is going. Wake up. Take responsibility. Don't allow things to be happening. Don't allow life to happen to you. Make life happen. Make life happen. Don't take what comes. Don't take what comes. Don't just take what comes. Give life what it takes to get to where you are going. Under God. Wake up. I myself will awake. Those who don't wake up today, they will beg for survival tomorrow. Bow down your head. Bow your head. Close your eyes. In my neighborhood, we slept. Young people, 17, we all slept. I also slept.
at 17. But I woke up at age 17 when Christ came and gave me light. We read a scripture to the other time in the book of Isaiah. God sent a light to Jacob, a word, and it has lighted upon Israel. Your light will come for you to shine the day Christ comes into your life. The day you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that is the first step to wake up. And don't forget, it is becoming aware of yourself. I didn't just become aware of myself. It was because Christ came. Christ came, and it is Christ that will give you light. It is when Christ comes into a man that he becomes aware of myself. So this is how I've been living my life, recklessly, foolishly, stupidly. So somebody in the house this morning, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to be born again. You want to awake so you can see His glory. Pastor Yemi, pray with me. I want to be born again. If you are that person, lift up your right hand. If I see your hand, I want to pray with you. You want to awake. I have lived a life of sin. I am tired. I have lived my life recklessly and carelessly. I don't want it no more. I want a good life with God through Christ Jesus. Lift up your right hand. I want to be born again. If I see your hand, I want to pray with you. Quickly, before we pray generally. If you are raising up your hand, raise it up properly. Raise it up properly. You have no reason to be shy or ashamed. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Shall we stand to our feet, everybody? I mentioned 9 points. And I want you to take it to pray. Media, if you can put those points on the screen. For those of us who want to pray, we have a few more minutes to pray. Those who don't wake up, don't see or enter into glory. Your prayer number one, many prayers together. This year, I will enter into greater glory. Say that with me and begin to pray. Say, I will enter into greater glory. I will be satisfied in 2024. And because I have woken up, I will be satisfied in 2024. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will see and enter into glory. I will be satisfied in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In 2024, I will not lose control. I think somebody is praying. I will not lose control of my life, of my destiny. I will not lose control in the name of Jesus. In 2024, I will not be stagnant. I will not be motionless. I will not remain on the same spot. In 2024, I will take responsibility for my life. In the name of Jesus, I will take responsibility for my outcome in life. I will not blame another person. I will not blame somebody else for my outcome. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in 2024, I will not sleep on my glory. I will not lie on my glory. I will not suffocate my glory. I will wake up. I will rise up. In the name of Jesus, in 2024, my glory will not be exchanged. In the name of Jesus, my destiny will not be exchanged. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will not tamper with my glory. The enemy will not tamper with my destiny. In the name of Jesus, in 2024, tears will not be sown into my wheat. Tears will not be sown into my wheat. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. My time is up, but can I borrow 5 minutes to lead you to pray? Yes, you have said yes. Even if I do not wait for your yes, you have given me yes. I want us to pray 3 prayers. I want us to deal with exchangers of glory. See, there are powers that just want to take glory from you and exchange it. They want to take glory from your children and exchange your mother, that your more logo. Our best name is being. I want you to cry out in with only fire.
Powers brought in to exchange my glory. Powers brought in to exchange the glory of my children. Be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Hey, Galakatora Yala Baba Baba.
Powers brought in to exchange my glory. Powers brought in to exchange the glory of my children. Be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus.
Say after me, whatever the enemy has done that is still showing up in my life, that is still showing up in my family, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Whatever the enemy has done, whatever the enemy has tampered with in my life and in my destiny, that is still showing up in my life, showing up in my family, showing up in the life of my children, be roasted by fire today in the name of Jesus. Let the works of the devil be destroyed. Let the works of the devil be destroyed. Let the works of the devil be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Two more prayers, cry out and say, in 2024, I will not journey with the spirit of error and mistakes. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. In 2024, I will not journey with the spirit of error. I will not journey with the spirit of mistakes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In this year 2024, I will not journey with the spirit of error, with the spirit of mistakes, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lift up both hands and pray. Finally, say, Father, in 2024, let goodness, let mercy follow me in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and make it your prayers. Goodness and mercy shall follow you in 2024. That's what the Bible says, surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shout a triumphant amen. I stir up your spirit, man, today. I stir up your glory. Wake up and rise up. Your life, your destiny, your glory will not be dormant. In life, in destiny, in glory, you will not be dormant. You will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus. You will wake up. You will be alive. You will be strong. You will take up your responsibilities. You will be a responsible father, a responsible wife, a responsible mother. In the name of Jesus. You will be a responsible child. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. In the name of Jesus. Powers plotting to exchange your glory, plotting to exchange the glory of your children, we condemn them today in the name of Jesus. Your glory will not be exchanged. The glory of your children will not be exchanged. You will not sleep on your glory. Oh, this one won. Oh, this one will cook. Oh, this one has be here. In the name of Jesus, you will be alive, you will be strong, you will be responsible, and you will get to where you are going. I usher you to the realm of greater glory. That is your destination. And I declare that your tomorrow will be better than your today. Greater years ahead of you, better years ahead of you, and the Lord will make it happen. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Shout your amen several times very loud.
Amen. 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 Come on, if you believe anything happened to you, give Jesus a big, big, big clap of praise.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.